That was enough. Maybe that was more than he had had back in the swamp. He did share with a troop of descendants who stopped bickering only when the outsider came around. And then the children restrained themselves only for a while. On successive afternoons, Kidam summoned me to consult on trivial matters. We faced each other over tea, served by the beautiful granddaughter, while the children quickly lost their awe of me and resumed brawling. We traded information on friends and enemies. That fevered character in the shadows moaned and groaned. I did not like that. He was dying. But he was taking a long, long time getting it done. Every time he cried out, the beautiful one went to him. I ached in sympathy. She was so haggard. Second visit, I said something to indicate sympathy. One of those things you toss off without much thought. Kidam's wife, whom I now knew to be named Hong Trey, glanced up from her tea, startled. She said three soft words to Kidam. The old man nodded.
Thank you for your concern, Stone Soldier, but it is misplaced. Dan welcomed a devil into his soul. Now he pays the due.
A burst of rapid liquid Nguyen Bao erupted from the shadows. A squat old woman waddled into the light. She was bow-legged, ugly as a warthog, in a vicious humor. She barked at me. She was Ki Gota, the speaker's daughter and my Shadow Tai Day's mother. She was a dark legend among her own people. I have no idea what she was on about, but I got the feeling that she laid all the ills of the world squarely at my feet. Kidam said something gently. It did not get through. Hong Trey repeated his words more gently, in a whisper. Silence fell instantly. Ki Gota scurried into the shadows. The speaker offered, "In all our lives we enjoy successes and failures. My great sorrow is my daughter Gota. She has within her a cancer of agony she cannot conquer. She insists on sharing it with the rest of us." A tiny smile touched his lips. This was self-deprecating humor, meant to inform me that he was speaking metaphorically.
"Ha, great failure. The wellspring of heartbreak for all of us was her hasty choice of Sam Dan Q as the husband for her daughter."
He indicated the beautiful flower. The flower betrayed a blush as she knelt to refill our cups. There was no doubt that all these people understood Taglian perfectly. Kidam added,
"That is the one great error that Gota cannot deny. A culmination of deficiencies that is like a brand. She was widowed young. She arranged the marriage, hoping to enjoy her elder years